On a beautiful day in late May, vehicles waited at the all-way stop at Howard Street and Woodland Drive in Midland for a family of four to safely cross the road. All had noticed the large roadside gathering of the family, friends, former associates, and community members who were present for a ceremony to commemorate a sidewalk dedication in honor of former Midland Mayor and Simcoe County Warden George McDonald, who died in 2020. Today, we're not only here to honor a great leader, but also to express our gratitude for the impact George had on our lives and on Midland in general, Midland Mayor Bill Gordon told the gathered crowd. He was a visionary leader who selflessly served the town of Midland for an astounding 22 years. Two square plaques in memory of McDonald have been embedded in the ground beneath the street signs at either end of Howard Street, with one at Woodland Drive and the other at Penetanguishene Road. Catherine McDonald, the late former mayor's widow, was elected as councillor for the town in last year's municipal election. When George was serving on council, there was no sidewalk on Howard Street, she said. I can't remember what year it was, but there was a crossing guard at Old Penetanguishene Road that would guide the children that attended Monsignor Castick's Catholic School across the road, onto Howard Street, onto this traffic road, Catherine explained. That was a safety concern of George's, so he just begged and pleaded and kept bringing forward the motion to put a sidewalk here. And hence, here's a safe way for the kids here to walk, and it's used a lot now, she added with pride. Mike Ross, the town's former deputy mayor, was emotional as he related how George McDonald badgered the council of the day to install the Howard Street sidewalk, with laughter from the crowd when he said how George had finally won the battle. One of Ross's final acts in his term of council for Midland was to put forward the motion for the sidewalk commemoration. When I was leaving council, I really felt it was important to honor George, said Ross. Other speakers included former Mayor Gord McKay, who called McDonald a family man who always respected the process of giving a voice to the community, while former town councillor Jonathan Main shared that it was fitting for the dedication given McDonald's passion for health and fitness. As a flower bouquet was gifted to the family, photos were taken, and the ceremony dissipated from Mac McAllen Park into clusters proceeding up Howard Street from end to end. It was McDonald's son who shared final words on the impact of the event. It really signifies my father's commitment to the community, said George Jr. He had the town and the community at heart. This is certainly a reflection of that.